The Radiant Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Good evening, everybody, and we welcome you to our first Winter ASN Coaches Show here from Pendleton Heights High School. I'm your host, Jacob Festmeyer, and alongside me for later in the show is co-host Ian Stevens. Now, segment one is pre-recorded, but we will join you folks live for segment number two. But as of right now, Athletic Director Mr. Chad Smith currently joins me for the first segment here in the Weems Studio, as we'll have Lady Ravens basketball head coach Chad Cook for segments two and three, and Ravens basketball head coach Adam Ballard for four and five, with the show wrapping up with Ian Stevens and I talking about the upcoming winter sports. So easing into this first segment, so coach, of course, you know, it's winter time, plenty of sports, basketball, wrestling, swimming. What is one of your favorite sports, or what is one of your favorite moments in just the wintertime sports?
Well, I love all competition. So anytime that we get to see, and I think if anybody knows me well, I love the Arabians. And so anytime the green and white, the Arabians are able to compete, I think each sport brings a unique opportunity and is different in many ways, and all have their positive things, and people get enjoyment out of everything. I love wrestling. I'm a team-oriented person, but there is something about that one-on-one. Just I'm better than you, and that's how it's determined. Whether who's the better wrestler wins that match, and so I find that real interesting. And then if anybody's ever been to swimming, doesn't get a lot of publicity, but if you've ever been to a swim meet, and the atmosphere that is around swimming and diving is really neat to see. The support that fans have and how excited. And if you've ever been to IUPUI, the Natatorium for the state finals, it's hard to describe how loud it gets in there from the support. So I think they're all unique. And then basketball, we know Indiana's a basketball sport, and this area as well is big on basketball. So I think they all are just unique, and I love competition, whether it's here at Pendleton Heights, or I compete with my six-year-old son all the time too, and that's about the only win I can get these days. But he's starting to get pretty good now too.
Now for an AD, there cannot be anything better than just seeing the hype crowds, or just the basketball games, even the wrestling meets, and as you mentioned, just in the swimming. So what do you just love most about seeing these hype Arabian crowds every night?
Well, it's going to be fun this year, just because we went through a year last year where and we're all basing this on assumption here, but what we went through last year with the limited crowds, and we went through a period there in basketball where it was only only family, and then we went to some places that swimming in particular, I just spoke about them, but they went through a season where they really didn't swim in front of anyone. The size of our pool and the seating, we were able to get just one parent in per. We went to some places in all sports that didn't allow some fans, depending on what their COVID protocols were in that county or at that particular school. So I think just in general, I'm going to be excited to just hear the roar of the crowd, like you mentioned. And there's just something about high school sports when you have that crowd support. It's just different than. You know, you watch these professional sports a year ago and they pipe in noise. And if you're sitting at home, you don't really notice there isn't anybody there. But that's not the case in high school athletics. When it's an empty gym, it's an empty gym, and you know it. And it's just not as much fun as if I was playing at that point, I would not have enjoyed it as much as with the support that you normally get.
So let's kind of shift over to the coaches a little bit. This is going to be Coach Chad Cook's seventh year here at Pendleton Heights. So what's it been like to work with him?
Well, Coach has done a great job with our girls. He started a year before I was hired. So, but I had already established a relationship with him when we started. So he's done a great job with our girls. And, you know, he's had some things happen over the years where some injuries have really got him at the wrong time, and we thought we had some good teams and weren't able to win some championships because of some things that got in the way. So I know he's determined. We had a nice talk at the end of last year about the direction of the program and some areas that we wanted to improve. And we do that with all of our coaches, just not him in particular. And you know, we're looking forward to seeing what they can do on the hardwood this year. I think a lot of people are maybe counting the Arabians out a little bit, and I think that might be a mistake, because I think we've got some good pieces there. And if we can get some of the young ladies to fill in, I think we're going to be a pretty good basketball team.
Now for Coach Ballard, this will be his second year at Pendleton Heights. Though, you know, of course, you know, he only has one year down, but what are you most looking forward to for Coach Ballard as he continues his career here at Pendleton Heights?
Well, I'm looking forward to him being able to watch his program grow, because you can't be in a tougher situation as a first-year coach and come in under the COVID situation that he did and try to build a program. And what he's done community-wide with the youth program all the way starting down into the second grade, I think, is when his youth league starts. And he completely redid all that and has done a great job. So I'm just excited to watch his program grow. We've got some great pieces, just like I mentioned with the girls, we got some great pieces in place. Obviously returning J-Mo's going to be anytime you got a threat to score like he is, you got a good chance to win. And then we've got some good young talent around him that I think is going to play out really well for us.
So shifting over to wrestling a little bit, of course, Coach Cloud is a fan favorite here at Pendleton Heights. What's it been like to work with Coach Cloud?
Well, Coach Cloud is, he's just a one of a kind. I don't think people realize just what a generous person he is, first of all. And he's a Hall of Fame wrestling coach, but he is a Hall of Fame person. And I want everybody to understand that. And we go back, way back. Coach Cloud was one of my football coaches when I played. He's been around a while, as we all know. He's done a great job of mentoring young men. And now, as the sport evolves, sport of wrestling evolves, he's also mentoring women as well, young ladies that have starting to participate in wrestling, which is something that is good to see, and something that I just say is looking at adding a sport as a sport. And so he's really taken that. And I know that he's got a great coaching staff as well, but he's just a great individual. He cares about a basketball player who's a sport that is competing at the same time he is. So he probably could use some of those athletes on his wrestling squad, but he will pull for a basketball kid and do what's best for the basketball kid just as much as he would for his own wrestling kid. And that's what makes him a Hall of Famer.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for joining me for this first segment. So when we return, Ian Stevens and I will join you folks live as we sit down with Coach Cook and Coach Ballard to talk about their season previews and all-season development. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing to have more people know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at cruggles@smcsc.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM. Joining us for segment two is Lady Ravens basketball head coach Chad Cook. So diving into this segment, take a big look into tomorrow night's game against Marion in the next segment. So looking at the roster and other key games, Coach, the Lady Ravens are set to take on the Westfield Lady Shamrocks for their home opener this Saturday. Now, the Lady Shamrocks had a solid season last year, finishing 16-5, with a huge stretch of those wins coming off of a 10-game winning streak from a span to December 12th to January 8th, till they were knocked out of the first round at sectionals by Fishers. Final score 45-43. Now Westfield won last year's matchup here at home. Final score 58-41, and have won three straight games against Pendleton Heights, which two of those games were under a 10-point deficit. So how important will it be to open up at home with a strong win, continuing on throughout the rest of the season?
It's really good to get off to a good start here. You know, starting tomorrow night at Marion, you know, on the road, you want to get things going in the right direction. It was a game we won last year by a good margin, but we even want to be better. We want to have some better defense and, you know, hold them to some, you know, tough shots there on the road. And, you know, really, you know, we've had our scrimmage now and, you know, have that game under our belt to arrive here at home to take on a top 10. I think their preseason maybe six in a Westfield program with Alyssa Crockett being their best player. You know, that's one of the reasons they beat us 3 years in a row because of her. So she's a senior now and going to Michigan next year. So she'll be a tough hand for us to guard. But, you know, our girls are working hard here in practice. We're getting tougher and stronger every day and really like, you know, what I see with them so far. So I expect us fully on that Saturday afternoon to be in here raring to go full speed and looking forward to taking on a top 10 team, you know, right here for our home opener.
That following game, the Lady Ravens will travel over to Newcastle to take on the Lady Trojans for the first conference matchup of the season. Now, Pittland Heights played Newcastle a little bit later in the season, back on December 30th, where the Lady Ravens dominated at home, final score 85-44 to win two straight conference games. Now, you and this team have won five straight against the Lady Trojans. The last loss was back on February 3rd of 2017, where Newcastle took down Pendleton Heights in the first round of sectionals, final score 59-45. So what are you most looking forward to in this first conference matchup?
Well, you know, we're going to go through the conference here pretty quick with the way our schedule is. By the time December is over, you know, we will play at all but one conference game. So it's important to be ready to go right away. And we'll have Newcastle. We're on the road for that one. And, you know, getting up that first step in the Hoosier Heritage Conference going the right direction is big for us. You know, for us, you know, winning big last year is almost like a mental hurdle to make sure that you're ready to go for this year's game. You know, you don't want to get lackadaisical thinking things are going to go easy. So we want to be hungry for that one and go play in that huge stadium, the finest, largest field house in the world for high school basketball. So getting a win there to start off our Hoosier Heritage Conference season is important, and we're focused on that. We just came out of a team meeting here talking about the things we want to do inside the conference, and we want to make sure we get that first one under our belt.
So your first conference home game of the season is against the Greenfield Central Lady Cougars on November 19th. Greenfield Central hasn't had the best of luck in the second half, or at least for the last decade, four straight seasons with a losing record, and last year it was a cakewalk for your Lady Arabians, final score 70-33. So how crucial will it be to win these conference matchups from here on your own home court?
Yeah, coming back here at home. And, you know, Greenfield's going to keep clawing, scratching. They're going to keep trying to get better. And we want to do what we need to do to take care of our own business. We don't want to let up any. It's really, you know, not about what we're doing or what we're facing as much as it is about what we're doing. So we want to be playing good basketball then. We want to have had a good start to our first four games. And, you know, jump off that second game in the conference, you know, and be a strong showing here at home and have some fun in front of our home crowd in the conference matchup. And looking forward to having the crowd back at the games this year. It should be a lot of fun.
So starting off December on the 4th, for your Lady Arabians will be traveling over to Fortville to play the Mount Vernon Marauders and looking to take a little bit of revenge, as you guys fell to them twice last season and unfortunately able to come up just 4 points short there in that first round of sectionals, where you fell 36-32, but finishing 19-6, sweeping through the sectionals before falling to Brownsburg in the regional. And just overall, what has been the toughest part about playing the Lady Marauders in the past couple of seasons?
Well, Coach Shelton does a good job over there for Mount Vernon. You know, they're the reigning sectional champs, reigning, you know, conference champs. Like you said, they, you know, played Brownsburg, who went to the state finals last year. They had a one possession there late in the game in the regional finals. So Mount Vernon shows that, you know, that's right where they were. You know, they were able to compete for what could have been a state run. So I think Coach Shelton's done a great job, but I think even better so, she's been able to coach that group that's now graduated including her daughter and the girls that's played with her probably for several years, even outside of high school. You know, been with her daughter's age group as they've came up into high school. So they had a really strong team and a strong group of seniors last year. But I don't see Coach Shelton letting up any. I think, you know, they're going to have Shipley and Swingle back, and they'll be, you know, just as raring to go to try to win that conference again and win that sectional again. So, you know, that's a big game for us. You know, we look forward to that one every year. We want to try to get on top and give us a stronghold on the conference then.
So the first games of 2022 will be the actually the Madison County Tournament. The Lady Ravens are matched up to play the Anderson Lady Indians in the first round on January 3rd and will then take on the winner of Frankton and Liberty Christian in the second round on January 6th. And an interesting stat about Anderson, they have won 12 straight tournament games, one of those on Pendleton Heights last year, final score 61-56. So what are you most looking forward to for this Madison County Tournament?
Well, we want to be playing good basketball, and we want to be making some, you know, solid, you know, improvement as we get there. You know, you think about those conference or those county championships the last couple years where we get in foul trouble or we have something happen late that keeps us from winning that. We want to, you know, work through those things, all those tough things that are thrown at you and try to win that county championship. Anderson's had a strong hold on it there with Tyra Ford, who's now at Indianapolis. You know, she ran the table there through her 4 years at Anderson and scored 2,000 points while doing, you know, her high school career there. So they're going to be missing her, but they're athletic and they're aggressive and they're going to be wanting, you know, revenge or wanting to keep what they have, and we're trying to seek revenge on them for what they've been able to do to us the last few years. But I expect us to jump off in the boys-girls, you know, night there where we play the early game and the boys play the second game. I expect it to be a rip-roaring crowd, and we get that win and move on to the conference semifinals, where, or county semifinals, where we play probably going to be Frankton beating Liberty in that first round, and that'll be a rematch of when we had to play them earlier in the year. You know, we had that kind of scenario last year where we lost to them at their place during the regular season and then beat them by like 18 in the county. You know, they're going to be ready to go playing us hard and being confident because they beat us last year. So we got to be ready for them and try to get ourselves into that county championship game.
So that will do it for segment number two. When we come back, Coach Cook will stay with us to talk about the Lady Ravens scrimmage against Fishers last Wednesday and a bit of a sneak peek into tomorrow night's opener against the Marion Lady Giants. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Last year, Friday nights were still game nights. But one thing was missing. You. This year, tickets to Friday night high school football are available again. And when you buy yours, you're buying so much more than a ticket. You're making a contribution to your community. That's because the proceeds from ticket and concession sales help fund your school's athletic department. That means you're helping provide transportation for the players. You're helping purchase new safety equipment. Most importantly, the game continues to get played. And the invaluable life lessons learned from high school sports will continue to be taught.
Fans, I'm Commissioner Paul Neidig, and I just want to say welcome back and thanks for buying a ticket. The students and schools in your community deserve your support.
This is high school football. This is Friday night. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. The Lady Arabians had their first piece of the pie to start off the season last Wednesday over in Fishers, where you guys had a controlled scrimmage. So how did you feel your team did in the first bit of preseason action?
It was definitely a good chance to play, you know, what was a top 10 team last year. A good team right out of the gate here in a scrimmage where you know you're going to get some good defense played against you. You're going to get some man-to-man and zone to work through, and you're going to get pressed a little bit. It's just a good team to be able to play in that setting. So we learned a lot about us. You know, once you beat yourself up and kind of wore yourself out, you start to think maybe you're a certain way, and then you get the chance to play somebody else, and you're reminded of, you know, those things that are mistakes that you want to fix, and it's just a really good way to get another practice in, and for us to be able to play a good team like Fisher's, that just gives us a good benchmark of where we, you know, want to be and where we are at this time of the season. So definitely loved going over there to Fisher's, and it's kind of rare that you scrimmage somebody that you're going to play, because we'll play them in December as well. We'll be at their place for that one, but definitely a good team that, you know, brought to light a lot of things that we're working on every day now, and we'll get a chance to put those on display, you know, as we play Marion tomorrow night.
But as you're mentioning, Fisher's a really competitive team, a championship caliber program. So how does that game prepare you for the rest of the season?
Well, like I said, you know, getting off to a good start where you're measuring yourself against a good team really shows you, you know, you're able to compete with that kind of team, and the things you have to do in order to compete at that level. And that's the level that we're, you know, trying to attain, to try to be at a state's, you know, top level program. So having them, and they're an experienced group there. They're the twins are, you know, back again, and super athletic, and able to really give us some good challenges. So when you play a team like that right out of the gate, it kind of gives you a good benchmark. You know, if we want to be this level, you know, this is what this looks like. So definitely love playing them, even though we do play them in the regular season. It's really good to get a scrimmage, you know, with them, you know, and still have a few days of practice before we get ready for this first one against Marion.
Coach, as you mentioned, this won't be the only meeting you have with Fishers this season, as the Lady Ravens look to play them before Christmas break on December 13th at 7:30. So how do you think this scrimmage will prepare this team when they play them again in December?
Well, it's always good to have another chance at them, you know, after you've played them once. You know, I think back to last year, we looked similar as we did this year, not real solid against them in the scrimmage. But then I think they were number three when they came in here last year, last December, and we only had five varsity players in that game. That was a game where Kylie Lloyd kind of fell out there at halftime, and we ended up playing with a JV player the rest of the game, the whole second half, and we were only down three against the number three team in the state, you know, here on our floor. So, you know, we know that we belong with that kind of team. Having a scrimmage with them, competing with them, kind of teaches you that some more. But then to have a chance to, you know, take what you learned that first time and correct some things against a team, that's a huge benefit. It gives you kind of that same feel that you have like in a conference kind of situation, where you're playing them in the conference and then you're going to play them again in the sectional, or maybe the county situation where maybe you play them in the regular season and you got a chance to, you know, take them on again and during that same calendar year. So we're definitely looking forward to, you know, giving that second opportunity against them after having a scrimmage with them.
So today is basically Christmas Eve right here for the Lady Ravens, as they face off against the Marion Lady Giants tomorrow on the road at 7:30 once again. So what are you most excited for about tomorrow's matchup?
Well, we're raring to go here. You know, the first game of the year is always an exciting one. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're nervous and you're ready to get going, and you just can't wait to get that ball up in the air. And, you know, Indiana high school basketball has always been a really cool thing, and you know, lots of people just can't wait for the basketball season. So here we are, like you said, a little bit of like a Christmas Eve feel where you're excited and ready to go. And, you know, our girls are – they're fired up to start practice today. And we finished strong there, where you can tell they're eager to get that, you know, basketball season underway. And we want to be playing good basketball against them. They got a new coach this year, and Coach Mays, who played at Kentucky. So, you know, they're going to be a little different. They're going to be playing hard. You know, everybody's excited there in that game number one to come out strong. So we'll have our work cut out for us as we go there tomorrow night.
What will be the biggest key in keeping your team locked in for all four quarters of tomorrow's contest?
Well, I think staying calm on offense is going to be critical. I think they're going to try to get after us defensively. and then really picking up our defensive paralysis. Like, I want to really get after them and make a statement with our defense to make it really tough on, you know, them. Last year they got 33 points against us, and you know, some of those just kind of rolled in. This year we want to even play better defense against them, and if we're playing good defense, I think offense will take care of itself. I think you know, good defense and good rebounding will lead to some easy baskets on the other end for us. So we want to try to get it out and go, and I think that'll kind of give us a good kind of template of what we want to do. You know, hang our hat on our defense, make it be there every night, and then get some easy baskets, you know, that defense will give you. So,
as we were talking with Coach Chad Smith there in that first segment, he talked briefly on the difference of last season, like fan capacity, as some games you went to, you could only have family or only like one or two parents, and just at home, not able to have that full crowd. But this year, presuming that everything's going to be back to a typical was about 2 years ago, so what's most exciting knowing that you can be able to pack the gyms full for some of these bigger games throughout the season?
We love that. You know, and with our student section, you know, getting to be able to come to the games free, we expect them all there, and it just makes it a lot more enjoyable environment. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. So if you're going to do something great, there's going to be some enthusiasm involved with it. So, you know, the fans are part of the game, and they definitely bring an aspect to the game that, you know, you can't manufacture. So getting runs and getting stops on defense to have the crowd behind you is a good thing. And, you know, we want to build up that Arabian, you know, paralysis that, you know, we're a program in all assets that we want to be at the top, you know, in everything. We want to be at the top in our volleyball and our football and our basketball and our baseball and wrestling and, you know, just everything we do, we want to be at an elite level. So getting everybody out to the game, supporting each other, all these athletes that come, supporting each other in their games is always a good thing. And hopefully we'll have a good, you know, crowd there, and we'll all have a lot of fun as we try to get some good wins here. You know, that first one against Westfield, you're seeing one of the top ranked teams and one of the best players in the state, you know, in your home opener. So I'm excited to have the fans there for sure.
So that will finish it off for segment number three. Thank you, Coach Cook, for joining us here for this evening's show. So when we return, Coach Ballard will join us to talk about a season preview with Arabians basketball. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the WEEM community calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the WEEM community calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
The Arabian Staple is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on WEEM's website, 917WEEM.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Staple. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917
WEEM. We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. Joining us for the fourth and fifth segment is Arabian basketball head coach Adam Ballard. But digging into this fourth segment, let's talk about this upcoming season for the Arabians. So last season was your first year here at Pendleton Heights after spending five seasons over at Covington High School. As you were getting comfy here, the first season was not as expected, finishing 8-15. So what will it take to have a turnaround season for the whole team?
Well, you know, I think in a lot of ways it still feels like year one, just with as strange as last season was, with COVID shutdowns, with, you know, no fans in the stands, things like that. I don't feel like I've really gotten the full Pendleton Heights home experience here. But You know, we had a great summer. Our kids were very committed, worked very hard. I'm just really looking forward to seeing the development, see the, you know, the hard work that's been put in pay off for some of these guys. I think we've got a very, very good group of kids that has a chance to, you know, to be a good basketball team.
So last year, junior, now senior, Jamison Dunham led the team with 19 points per game. So what are you most excited now from seeing the senior of Jamison Dunham?
Well, what we got to see in Jamison, and this is really going to kind of be a barometer of our season, is how is he going to lead? You know, we all know that Jamison can score. We all know James can shoot. But what's he going to do to make the guys around him better? Is he going to defend at a high level? Is he going to demand his teammates defend at a high level? Is he going to facilitate offensively, or is he going to be kind of a, you know, just a scorer? I think, you know, the great basketball players, doesn't matter what position they play, doesn't matter what era they play in, but the greatest players make everyone around them a little bit better. Jamison has the ability to do that, but it's going to require a little bit different mindset on his part. He's going to have to take on a lot more on his shoulders and really take ownership of this team for us to reach our potential.
So on the bright side, despite those 8 wins, your team grabbed the attention of winning the 6th Madison County Championship in school history. So what was it like winning that championship, and what are you most looking forward to about the county again this year?
Well, you know, personally for me, it was really cool having my season end 4 times in a row in the regional at LaPel, and then, you know, to win a championship there personally was really cool. But you know, I guess I probably didn't realize just how important the Madison County tournament was going into it. And then, you know, even during the game, you know, again, we're dealing with during the games, you know, dealing with COVID restrictions and things like that. You know, you just don't have that atmosphere. But then after the game, you know, my phone started blowing up and, you know, people start talking to you. And I probably didn't realize what, you know, how big of a deal it actually was. And that's something that, you know, we expect to compete or win every single year moving forward. That's got to be kind of one of those things that's just something that we expect to do. Not we hope to win it, not we want to win it, but we expect to win it every year.
Now, speaking of last season again, this team actually won 4 straight to open off their season. So how does a stretch of winning opening games boost confidence in winning the season opener?
Well, you know, I think, you know, building off of last season, you know, going into this season, I think there's a lot of things that we definitely want to build on. There's a lot of things that we want to kind of look at and expect to do differently and to do better. You know, I'm trying to think through your question here, but winning that first game is important, but it doesn't determine, you know, what you do. We could come out and, you know, just play a phenomenal game and win by double digits, or we could come out and not play well at all. And really what matters is what we do the next day. All of these games during the regular season, particularly non-conference games, you know, you're really trying to figure out what you do well, what you need to work on, because the ultimate goal is when you get to February, you're playing your best basketball. And that's really what my focus is and has always been, is not so much on the destinations along the way, but the journey as a whole. And are we getting better every single day? Are we using every game as a test of ourselves to find out where we're at, what we got to do, what we got to do better, what we got to do differently, what we got to do more of?
The Arabians will open their season on November 23rd as you travel to Anderson for a backyard rival. These two teams have been going back and forth for many years and always a fan favorite, but the last season you fell to them twice in a very tight contest, 59-56 in the regular season, and then lost in overtime in the sectional, 58-54. So what's it like being able to get your hands on Anderson that very first game?
Well, it's going to tell us right away where we're at. You know, they are going to have a very, very good team. They bring almost everybody back. They also added a couple guys via transfer that are going to be, you know, huge pieces for them. And so that's going to be a game that we're going to come out right out of the gate and get hit in the mouth. And how are we going to respond? How are we going to handle the environment over there? I mean, that's going to be the first game for them in a long time that they've had a packed house. I can't imagine there's going to be very many empty seats that night. And so how are we going to handle all that? Are we going to kind of get, you know, lost in the ambiance and the, you know, the situation? Or are we going to be able to focus on what we have to do to be successful? And so we're going to find out how mentally tough we are, probably find out how physically tough we are right away. And we're going to be tested. You know, Donnie Bowling is a great coach. I very, very much expect him to do some different things this year that he didn't do a year ago. And so it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. But what I'm really looking forward to is, you know, the next couple weeks of practice and getting in there and kind of figuring out where we're at and what we need to do.
So last season, the Arabians went 1-6 in the conference. Some of your games coming down to final shots. Been very tight contests, and some of the games not the way you wanted to come out. But what are you looking forward to being able to improve in the conference this season?
Well, I think we got to make sure we're ready to play every night. You hit the nail on the head. Some of our games are very close. You know, you think about Newcastle, you think about Yorktown, you think about Greenfield Central. And then there's other games that we played well for a time, you know, against New Palestine, where it's a 2-point game with about a minute to go in the third quarter, and they took it to a level that we just didn't have. And I think that ends up being a 19 or 20-point game. I want to say like 52-33 or something like that is what it ended up. But, you know, we have a great conference. We have a lot of really good coaches, and you got to be ready every single night. You can't there are no just show up and win games. Every single game is going to be a dog.
I think we are at the point that we can compete with any team in our conference,
but we're also capable of getting rolled by anybody in our conference if we're not ready to go.
So on the schedule for this season, your team actually has a tournament scheduled up north in Warsaw right before the county tournament. So how does that scheduling kind of help you prepare for county action?
Well, I think it's, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a gap in our schedule. You know, we play Garen, and then we'll have a 2-week gap, and we'll go up and play Warsaw. So, you know, the kind of the thought process there is we'll have 7 or 8 games to kind of figure out where we're at. That'll give us 2 weeks plus Christmas to really kind of hone in on some things. We'll know what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, the things that we got to sharpen, the things that we got to stay away from at that point. And you know, going up to Warsaw, number one, you know, the Tiger Den is one of the best gyms in the state. You know, we'll get to play in there 3 times, which is going to be an awesome opportunity for our kids. We get a chance to play against some teams that we don't normally see, so we'll get to kind of try some things that maybe we wouldn't be able to do against teams that we see all the time. So that's going to be a really good experience for our guys. But one of the biggest things is that first day we play 2 games in 1 day. And ultimately, that's the goal here, is to have the opportunity to play 2 games in 1 day on a Saturday in March at Southport Fieldhouse. And, you know, that would be a regional. And so this is in some ways kind of a practice for that, because we expect to be right in the mix at the end of the season this year.
So that will do it for segment number 4. When we come back, Coach Ballard will stay with us to talk a little bit more about the Hoosier Heritage Conference and development and training in the offseason. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show at 91.7 WEEM.
Chris, last year was a challenge.
It was quite a challenge.
But we overcame it.
That's what life's all about. Overcoming challenges together.
And I'm so proud of our entire state and our local communities for persevering through last year together. I'm Indiana High School Athletic Association Assistant Commissioner Carrie Schludecker.
And I'm Assistant Commissioner Chris Kaufman. Last year, we learned something that high school sports have always taught kids: how to overcome challenges through discipline and teamwork.
Our student athletes do it year in and year out.
And last year, they did it with limited to no attendance.
But this year, fans are back in the stands, and we want to see your enthusiasm.
So we're challenging you, the fans,
to buy a ticket to your school's next sporting event
and help the whole community persevere.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you
back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEN. Now for the fifth segment, let's take a look at a few teams in the conference. I think the first team to point out, the Mount Vernon Marauders, are coming into this season off of a 17-7 record. They defeated the Ravens last year back on January 19th, final score 77-57. Now this team for the most part went unscathed in conference matchups, finishing 8-1, as well as securing a sectional title before falling to Plainfield in the regionals, final score 61-52. So what will be the toughest part about playing the Marauders once again this season?
Well, you know, they've got really good players. The Girard kids, Ray Wells, they've got some studs and
does a really good job. They're long, they're athletic, they're very fast.
And they got some guys that can shoot. So, you know, sometimes with those quick athletic teams, they don't have kids that can really knock it down, and so you can kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of cheat on them a little bit and try and force them to beat you from the outside. But they got guys that can really score. So, do I think we can play with them? Do I think that we can compete with them and beat them? Absolutely. But it'll require us to really be focused, really be locked in. There can't be any my bads. There can't be any, oh, I forgot. You know, that's a game that, you know, you got to have a championship performance to beat those guys.
And the New Pal Dragons are another team you can throw into the conference mix. Now, the Dragons finished the season with a 14-9 record and were knocked out of the first round of sectionals by the Greenfield Central Cougars, final score 72-59. And also defeated the Ravens last season back on January 15th, final score 55-34. Now, this team had all sorts of close games when it comes to the conference. They squeezed by Newcastle in overtime, 82-75, fell by 1 point to Delta, 52-51, won by 1 point to Shelbyville, 62-61, and they beat Mount Vernon by 4, 75-71. So what will it take to defeat this Dragons team? Maybe not even the Dragons, just any other regular season team, non-conference team, whenever it comes to the crunch time.
Well, you know, specifically with New Pal, it all kind of starts with their two-headed monster of Brassfield and Nunnally. Those are two of the best players in the conference. And, you know, in a more broad sense, for us, just in general, you know, toughness is really going to be important. We are not huge by any stretch of the imagination, so we're going to have to be tough and we're going to have to be disciplined. And rebounding is going to be a key for us in every game that we play. And so, you know, what the identity of our team has to be is tough and disciplined. And if we are those two things, we're going to be in every game that we play. If we're not tough and we're not, you know, detailed and disciplined, then we're going to have some struggles. So really what it boils down to is as a group, are we really going to commit to doing the things that it takes to win? Because everybody wants to win. But are you really willing to do what it takes to win? Are you willing to block out? Are you willing to jump to the ball? Are you willing to dive on the floor? You know, are you willing to hit somebody on a screen? All of those kinds of things are what's going to make the difference. You know, us hitting a bunch of threes or missing a bunch of threes is not going to win or lose games. What's going to win or lose games is, can we rebound, can we guard, and can we play with toughness and discipline?
So another team, the Delta Eagles, hot in the conference. They finished 17-5. And Coach Mark Detweiler's fifth season at the school. A couple of those losses came from conference opponents, such as Yorktown, where they fell short 56-42 in the county tournament, and then Mount Vernon 52-46 in overtime. So what's the biggest key to watch out for the Eagles? This last season, you guys had to make that trip up to Delta, but this year you'll have them on your own home court.
Well, you know, Coach Det's teams are always very, you know, I just talked about discipline and toughness, and those are two things that his teams always have. You know, they obviously lose a huge piece in Brady Hunt, but they bring back a kid named Marshall that's a very good player. They've got some JV guys coming up. We got to see him just a little bit this summer. But that was probably, you know, of all the games that we played last year, that was probably one of our poorest performances of the season. And so that's going to be one that we've really got to come out and be ready to go. Coach will have some things, you know, ready for Jameson. He'll probably have some things ready for Candy. So our other guys are going to have to be willing to make plays. They're going to have some confidence. They're going to have some toughness. And they're going to have to be ready to step up and get some things done.
And then for the Yorktown Tigers, coming off a 14-8 record last season, but a team that puts up that record and did not perform well in the sectional, where they fell to Hamilton Heights. Final score 66-53. But this team's a fireball when it came to tourney games, finishing 5-0, sweeping past Rising Sun and North Decatur. But what was the biggest thing to look for when the Ravens face off against the Tigers? as it was just a four-point ball game last year.
You know, that was a game we really felt like we should have won, and we had a chance to win it. I believe that was the last game that Candy sat out with his foot injury last year. But we felt like, you know, that was a really good game for Josiah. We felt like our team really kind of grew up that night in some ways. And they lose their two big guys in the middle, but they bring back some really, really good guards. A.J. Dunn is one of the best guards around. I can't think of his first name, but Tawari is a very, very good shooter. And then the coach's son, Moulton, is going to be a nice player for them as well. And so with those guys, you know, we got to go up there. It's really going to, again, it's going to come down to, I keep saying the same things over and over, but that's really what it is. I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, are we going to be detailed? Are we going to be disciplined? Are we going to make winning plays, or are we going to make excuses? And, you know, last season we made way too many excuses and not nearly enough winning plays. And if we want to change the culture of our program, if we want to change the perception of our program, that's where it has to start. You know, I'm not coming down on him because I love him to death, but everybody wants to watch Jameson make threes. Jameson's going to make threes. It doesn't matter. What we need is we need everybody to be locked in on getting stops. We need everybody to be locked in on getting the first rebound. We need everybody to be locked in on whatever our game plan or scouting report may be that night. We can't get enamored with the flashy stuff at the expense of the things that actually matter.
So shifting away from conference competitors, let's talk a little bit about the offseason. So what's it been like to work with this team and get prepared for this new season?
Oh, it's been a blast. You know, we had great commitment this summer. I can probably count on one hand the number of times we had a guy not here. We got after it really, really hard in June. I don't really keep track of records or things like that, but I want to say that we won 15 or 16 games in June, and we probably lost 7 or 8. So we kind of got a taste of what that feels like against different types of teams. You know, we played teams from all over, you know, from Bedford, from up north in Huntington. We played a bunch of different teams that we wouldn't normally see. But what went on in the gym Monday through Thursday was what was really fun. Our skill levels have gotten better. Our shooting ability has gotten better. Our basketball IQ has gotten better. And so I'm just really excited to see where our kids go with all this work they've put in. You know, they've done a lot of things to make themselves better. We've done a lot of things to make our team better. And so I'm really looking to see how that carries over, you know, into November here.
But as you were mentioning there in June, you guys had nearly about 24 to 25 games throughout the summer. That's typically about an average season span, all into 1 month, a lot of games. And as you were mentioning, your team all there. So what's it been like just being able to put in one whole season into that just 1 month?
Well, you know, it allows you to build a lot of chemistry. It allows guys to make mistakes in a less formal setting. You know, if you dribble the ball off your foot on June 15th, it's a lot different than dribbling the ball off your foot on February 15th. And so it allows guys to get out there and do some things and feel more comfortable being on a varsity floor. You know, as many guys as we have come back, you know, we've got five of our top six guys back. But at the same time, we got a lot of guys that are still growing and maturing. You know, Josiah played almost all varsity last year, but Josiah's still he's a 16-year-old sophomore that needs a lot of experience. He needs to grow. He needs to mature. You know, the only guys that we have coming back that kind of know what it's like are really Luke and Jameson, and then, you know, hopefully we'll get Ethan back at some point with his injury, but right now those are the two guys, and that's nothing against anybody else that we have, but being able to play all those games in June kind of lessens that shell shock, if you will. It allows them to come out on November 23rd and be like, I've been doing this for a while, it's okay, I'm not going to get all worked up and stressed out and freaked out, and so that's, you know, June is very important for that as much as it is for development and team building and things like that.
So that will wrap up segment number 5. Thank you, Coach Ballard, for joining us up here.
Thanks for having me.
So that will
So still one more segment on the clock. Ian Stevens and I will stay with you guys to preview more of this season's winter sports. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
If you're a nonprofit and need to get information out to the public, please fill out the WEEM PSA form at 917WEEM.org. Again, to provide WEEM with PSA information, fill out the PSA form at 917WEEM.org.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. So no coach here for this segment. Ian and I are here to discuss and highlight the season's winter sports, mainly basketball. So each of us, I know we circled a bunch of the key games. I circled key games for the girls. You circled key games for the boys. Now, the one game I would like to talk about that is on the Lady Ravens schedule is the game on November 13th. It's the fourth game of the year against a 2A school. It is Heritage Christian. Now, last year, these two teams went up against each other back on January 21st. Well, I guess earlier this year, Heritage Christian was able to pull away 62-61. Seems like a very close and very tightly contested matchup.
Yeah, I actually had the honor to be able to be there at that game and call in it alongside Trevor Martin, but that game was neck and neck, back and forth. As for Heritage Christian, they had a senior player now playing at Michigan State, so that's a Division I player right there. As you mentioned, it's 2A, so definitely a smaller school in the mix, but that was the game that Coach Cook's girls, they showed great intensity and great effort all game long. They didn't back down from the fight. There was a point where they had to delay the game because of a PA system error, but his girls were staying locked in, and it came down to about the final 10 seconds of the game where they hit a last-second shot that unfortunately sent the girls home with the loss.
Now, for a week later, the Lady Ravens will match up against the Frankton Lady Tigers. Now, one thing to point out, the Pendleton Heights Lady Ravens and the Frankton Lady Tigers actually were matched up twice last season. They first played on December 12th, where Frankton just barely pulled away, 58-56. Then they actually matched up with Frankton in the Madison County Tournament, where they were able to win 51-38.
But as even Coach Cook there in that second segment, he was talking briefly on that game. As when they traveled to Frankton inside the Crow's Nest there at Frankton, they fell short. It was by a buzzer-beater shot from the opposing free throw line. Just a miracle shot, you could say, which decided the game 58-56. And then whenever they saw him in that second round of county, it was a totally two different team, you could say, as they won by 51-38. So that two-point game, they definitely proved, as I was in the beginning of the season, they worked together as a team. They had strong practices and saw some different competition throughout before seeing them again right after Christmas break in that county. So definitely a big improvement. But Frankton, a team, they lost a couple of their star seniors last year, but each year in and out, they're coming out competing. They're going to be a very physical and hard team, and they're going to challenge the Arabians whenever they see them there.
Another key game, of course, to point out for. I mentioned this with Coach Cook and Coach Ballard, is, of course, the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders. These two teams actually met up twice. Just as Franklin, they met up twice again last season, one time in the regular season. It was the Lady Ravens' first game of the year 2021. Mount Vernon defeated them 49-38. And, of course, those two drawed up against each other in the sectional. Well, Mount Vernon barely pulled away. Low-scoring game. It was 36-32.
But, yeah, as you mentioned, that sectional game was very tight. But as Coach was mentioning, how their schedule is set up, they play the majority of their conference games by the time you reach Christmas break. And unfortunately for them, they were off a couple of weeks and then had to come back and play Mount Vernon on a Saturday. And Mount Vernon team, they had a very strong senior class last season. The head coach's daughter was one of their star players, leading scorer, and just a very, very physical player, was able to secure rebounds, able to find an open teammate. And not only good from inside the key, but she could fire out and hit the three-point shot as well. But when they saw again the sectional, as you mentioned, just a four-point game, a low-scoring 36-32. Unfortunately for the Arabians, they held a solid lead throughout most of the night. But when it came down to the crunch time, the Arabians gave up a little bit and allowed Mount Vernon to take over and lost their composure, where they finally, unfortunately, fell short 36-32.
So after that December 4th matchup against Mount Vernon, 3 days later, they will come back home and play the Hamilton Southeastern. Now,
I know a lot of those schools in Hamilton County are known to be really tough. Noblesville is tough. Fishers is tough. And, of course, Hamilton Southeastern is tough. And if you take a look at their game last year, HSC was able to pull away from the Lady Ravens 56-46. And then you take a look at the 2019 season, they won again 63-51. Definitely one of these tough non-conference matchups for the Lady Ravens.
But yeah, as that you were mentioning, that's normally typically a game that's in the beginning half of the season for the Lady Arabians. Is although the Hamilton Southeastern, one of the bigger 4A schools you're going to see up there with Fishers and other competing programs, but the Arabians, they fought hard against them last season, and they weren't going to give up as they lost by 10. But to be able to hold a team with the championship caliber of Hamilton Southeastern, and then in that previous year, they only lost by 12. So you're within the matter of like a couple, a handful of points there. You know, a couple shots fall here, a couple shots fall there. That game could be right neck and neck. But unfortunately for the Lady Arabians, going to have to execute on a couple extra plays to be able to close that gap.
And another matchup I circled is December 22nd, a couple of days before Christmas Eve. It is against the Yorktown Lady Tigers. Last year, these two teams caught up. It was earlier in the season. On December 2nd, Yorktown was able to pull away in overtime and win 64-58. But once again, it's just another one of those tough conference matchups that come down neck to neck.
Yeah, it was a very tight game for the Lady Arabians. It actually went into overtime. A last-second rebound put back up by Whitney Warfel, a returning forward here for the Lady Arabians, which sent that game into overtime where they were neck and neck throughout. Then finally, they were able to pull away and get the victory. But overall, that's going to be another tight game, very good competition there, where the Arabians, you know, for a lot of the girls on the team, volleyball players, they fell in that sectional. They had to go up against Yorktown type teams. But overall, that's going to be a very good game and highlight a game you're going to see this season.
For January 14th, this is another team you cannot throw off the mix. It, of course, is the New Pal Dragons. Last year, when the Lady Arabians faced off against the New Pal Dragons, they fell just short in a very offensive or a high offensive matchup, 57-54. And following that game, that January 14th matchup, they actually traveled over to Rushville to play them on January 15th. It was once again another high-scoring game, 55-52, that came down to the wire.
Yeah, last season that was just two of the very tight games for the Arabians. New Pal, that doubleheader with the girls play at like 6 o'clock. The boys play that varsity game at 7:30. And New Pal, one of the programs that they're always ready to compete, and the Arabians unfortunately fell up 3 points shy. But then you got to come home after that long night. You got to lock in, get some rest, and then be back early in the morning for that 1:30 start against Rushville, where they were only able to come out beat Rushville at home last year by 2. So definitely a game the Arabians are definitely going to want to work on and try to expand their victory.
Now the last regular season of the game for the Lady Ravens is actually a key matchup. It is against the Pike Lady Red Devils on January 27th. Now, Ian, I don't know if you remember this, but me and you were actually on that call when they played last year, and Pike was able to pull away 60-54. Once again, another high offensive matchup.
Yeah, that game was very intense throughout. Pike, a very physical team down there in Indy. They're showing their physicality throughout the game. Neck and neck, a lot of teams were 2 points here, three there, just back and forth. Then Pike lead in that fourth quarter, were able to pull away two big threes late in the game to really seal the deal for them. But for the Arabians, they're gonna see Pike this year. Don't have to travel down. It'll be a home matchup on their own home court. So hopefully that'll give them a bigger advantage and a more physical team to be able to compete.
Indeed, and that is going to do it for this evening's show. We thank everybody who tuned in, and we hope you have a great rest of your night. Once again, the Pendleton Heights Lady Ravens open their season tomorrow night against the Marion Lady Giants. Tip off at 7:30 with our pregame show beginning at 7:15. So for Ian Stevens, I am Jacob Festmeyer. This was the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.